An awareness of the universal God releases an existing universal power. An awareness of the universal God releases an existing universal power. The universal power is always there. The universal God is always there. And it's up to us to know about this and realize this and enjoy it. And as we know about this and realize it and enjoy it, what happens to us? What happens to us is that our world, it becomes more and more exciting. Our world becomes more and more inviting of all the things we want to do. An awareness of the universal God releases an existing universal power. Oftentimes we want to put a cap or lowercase on the word God. And we think that the God is all, the God is universal, the God is wonderful. And the moment we do that, we reduce, we release, we take down the possibility of the allness that the universal is. And as we reduce what the allness that the universal is, we're only using what we as human beings think it is. We're only using what we as human beings think the divine is. And as we only use what we think the divine is, it becomes sort of emasculated. It becomes unimportant for us. It becomes not real. Oh, there are many gods as we represent them by many religions. And as we think of these many gods, we think of how powerful and how wonderful and how glorious and how fantastic they are. And really, are they? Does any realized God that we have for any faith, for any Christianity, for any Buddhism, for any Lao Tse, any teachings of the universal, anywhere at all, does it include the allness? Does it include the existing universal power? And the existing universal power has no judgment with it. The existing universal power has no feeling with it that it is one thing or another, that it is good or bad, that it is right or wrong, that it is divine or that it is mortal in any way. If we can turn our attention to the universal power, we see that it always did exist and it always will exist, and we use it according to how we turn our attention to it. And as we turn our attention to the universal power and we say, it is good, it is beautiful, it is divine, it is wonderful, it is magnificent, as we turn our attention to it, what are we doing? What we're doing is we're recognizing that that is where all is. That is the allness that there is. Wouldn't it be nice to say, I have all power to accomplish whatever joyous thing is in my heart? Wouldn't it be nice to say, I am the universal, I am the universal beingness? An awareness of the universal God, an awareness of the universal beingness, an awareness of this universal power is all that it takes, because it is there. It is there now, and it is there always. The universal power is always there, and it is always available to us. It is always ready for whatever we want to have in its use. And it's just up to us how we're going to do it. Now, how are you going to do it? Are you going to say, I have the God of the to be, I have the God of the to express itself? Or is my divine beingness already expressing itself? I say to myself, all is in divine order. I say to myself, all is beautiful. I say to myself, all is glorious. I say to myself, all is good. And I paint that picture for myself. I paint that picture for myself, and I paint it gloriously and wonderfully. I paint that picture knowing that that is who I am. I paint that picture knowing that that is my reality. I paint that picture knowing that nowhere, anywhere on earth, anywhere in the universe, nowhere in existence, does the divine have to be brought forth. It is already there, and I reveal it. And I reveal it in my life. I reveal it in everything I do. I reveal it because it is there to be revealed. And as I reveal it, I delight in it. As I reveal in it, I delight in it. Now that was a nice sneeze, wasn't it? And when you delight in it, what happens to you? When you delight in it, it is the beautiful expression of the allness that is. An awareness of the universal God releases an existing universal power. The universal power is always there. The universal God is always there. The universal is always present and always expressing beautifully and wonderfully. And as it expresses beautifully and wonderfully, what happens? As it expresses beautifully and wonderfully, it is expressing all that we are now. It is expressing all that could ever be in our life now. An awareness of the universal God, an awareness of this. Now, how do I get an awareness of the universal God? How do I get the awareness of that? Because it is not something that is revealing itself and unveiling itself. It is something that is there at all times. It's there at all times, and I am bringing it forth from my consciousness right now. And as I bring it forth from my consciousness right now, it is coming forth beautifully, perfectly, and magnificently. It is what I am, and it is glorious. It is good. It is beautiful. It is glorious. An awareness of the universal God releases an existing universal power. And that universal power is mine at all times. That universal power is mine to express in every way of my life, in every area of my life, in every expression that I am. And it is beautiful, and it is good. It is who I am. It is all that I am. It is the oneness that I am. It is the beauty of my life. It is the beauty of my world. It is the beauty of who I am. Affirm this affirmation of truth and watch it reveal itself in your life. Watch it unfold in your life. It's there all the time. An awareness of the universal God, an awareness of the universal God by me, by you, by any of us, releases an existing universal power. Releases an existing universal power. Are you ready for that universal power to be released in your life? Are you ready for that universal power to be released in your world? Are you ready for that universal power to be revealed in every action, in every organ, in every expression of who you are? If you are, then say it now, and do it now, and call it forth now, and allow it to be now, because that is you, and that is me, and that is what we are, and that is what we always will be. An awareness of the universal God releases an existing universal power, ever present, always there, now and forevermore. And know that I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. I love you. I love you. I love you.